Blog Talk Radio.
This program out a little different than normal. I'm going to say a prayer and then get back into my regular routine. Father in heaven, our Father, which art in heaven? That's how the Bible says we should pray. And then we talk with him. I want to thank you, Father, for all that you have done for me in my life, these few years that you have allowed me to live. Now, I was to write a book telling people about how Satan had tried to trick me, and you saved me. You have saved me again and again and again. I just want to thank you. I don't care how many times I say thank you. I thank you for letting me live in this life. Doesn't matter what men say and how they say about me. I'm thanking you, my Father in heaven. I chose you. I did not choose Satan. Satan is terrible. I don't want him around me. Or some people say sheep around me. Whoever Satan is or whatever he is evil. I think it's a he. He is evil. I thank you, Father, for giving me the choice to choose you. And I will choose you again and again and again, no matter how many times Satan attacks me. Even though at the point of my life, and you restored me. You brought me back. Yeah, you brought me back. And I thank you for that. I want to live in this life. I want to see when you return and come and get us. I tell those people who listen to my program that in Genesis 15, you told Abraham that his children would be enslaved for 400 years. And the people that put us as slaves, that they are going to be our slaves. They're over on top of us. That's why I tell the people that listens to this program to read your Bible for yourself, you know, and open up their eyes and their minds, Father, just as you have opened up my mind and my eyes. I had read this book, this Bible, twice before I started on the third time. And I started in Genesis chapter 1, you know. And now I am in Numbers, I think, chapter 19 and going into 20. But Father, I want to thank you for always protecting us who say that we love you. And I do not ever let anyone or anything take my love from me that I have for you, because I do love you, Father. I thank you for protecting us from natural disasters as you have had allowed to happen in places of this country, as well as protecting us in Detroit, Michigan from chemical disasters. We bless you for opening up our eyes and our ears and giving us the ability to read and understand the Bible and what is going on around us. Thank you, Father, for giving us good health and a sound mind and prosperity. I know that I should be teaching about your kingdom come, but I won't speak about that today. Your children who are listening, they are to be obedient. And I'm telling them, as a mother would tell a child, to read your Bible. Even if you don't understand it just yet, you start reading your Bible. You thank him for your help and your sound mind and your prosperity. Thank him restoring us into the kingdom, those who believe. And the prayer that I have prayed was a short prayer and a quick prayer, and I always do get off the subject matter, and that is to pray to you in your Jewish name, better known as Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One. I thank you for allowing me to have that prayer and you understanding what's in my heart to say to those people who are listening to this program. I know they could have been elsewhere doing other things, but they have chosen to listen to me, and that's the best thing in the world for them, even though they think not. But you are, Father, you are. Thank you so much for all that you have done for me. This is the Feed My Sheep Show, Sandra Harris. For those who are listening to my program, I'm going to say in Florida, because my former employer has contacted me saying that you want to know about me. And I hope my employer did not tell you anything. You are supposed to listen to my program and what you want to know. I will tell you if I want to tell you anything about me. Why are you asking for the Freedom of Information Act on me? This is your third time, and I pray that it be your last time. Hopefully you will not open your mouth again to find out about me. I know nothing about you, nor do I want to know. I want to stay away from you. Again, this is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Today is a good day, a blessed day. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. It's called the New Well, at first I started reading to you from the New King James, but then I went in 2017 in December because I was having problems then. The Bible that I had, it was in small writing, and I read from the King James Version Bible now. It's the Bible that has those and these and those. It has those, these, and thys in it. That's the type King James Bible that I read from now. And I want you sheep to know that you are supposed to keep the Sabbath holy. And this I know of it now is on a Sunday. Not a Sunday, but Saturday is the Sabbath. And that's when we should keep it holy. Do no work. We think on our Father in heaven. It starts Friday evening. Sabbath does. It starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I ask that you have your three P's written handy. I am old school. And your three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot what I may say down to you all. I know that a lot of you are younger folks, and you have computers and notebooks. You have a lot of technology that you deal with, but I don't. I just barely know how to turn my computer on. Let me tell you this. Someone is messing with my computer. They had, they changed. It's a secondhand computer. I bought it from the computer store that sells secondhand, or someone else owned it. This program, this computer that I have, it's a very nice computer. I like it, but they have taken the sound away from it. And if you know how to take mess with somebody's computer, put the sound back in the Feed My Sheep program. I don't know how to do that. I tell you, I'm not as technologically smart as most of you are, or many of you are. Let me tell you something else that I told you for the last 3 weeks now. And I was in school way back, maybe 30 years ago, where I forget the class name, but my teacher told me that the chief, we should not bow down to the Christ that we have, that white Christ. He is not the real one. In particular, she told us that it was a cousin of Leonardo da Vinci or Michelangelo. That's his cousin, the white guy with the long hair. In Genesis 1, verse 14, it describes our father as having hair of wool. That's hair like my hair. And you might want some people call it nappy, but I call it, it's hard. I call it hair. But his hair is wool. And his feet are as brass. You know what color brass is, don't you? Well, if you don't, I'm going to tell you. It's a light brown, a polished brown. His feet is like, that's what his feet is like. Like my feet. My feet are brown. My heels are brown too. So I want you to stay away from that idol. It's not right. And I'm trying to get you ready. Our Father in heaven, he told us to study, to show ourselves approved. Now, he told us that in Hosea, that's in the Old Testament. In My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. See, you have forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget your children, and that I don't want the Father forget my children, even though I may have forgotten them, but not my Father. I may care. I do care. I may not show it, but I do. I do. I want you all to write this down. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, this is what I want you to know. I'm going to start reading. It says that I'm to read Numbers chapter 18. Well, I've read that already, and I left off in Numbers chapter 19, and that's where I will pick up today. Hopefully, my Father will allow me to read what I left off, where I left off, as well as chapter 20 and all of chapter 21. But I know my Father, that will not happen. I don't read that fast. Let me start. Numbers. I want you to go to Numbers, and that's in the Old Testament, chapter 19. And I want to pick up at 19. Chapter 19, verse 19. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day, and on the seventh day, and on the seventh day he shall purify himself, and wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and shall be clean at evening. But the man that shall, let me read verse 20 again, but the man that shall be unclean and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he has defiled himself, he has defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. The water of separation has not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. Now, earlier, when I started reading chapter 19, we were talking about if you read early around in 14, it says that this is a law. When a man dies in a tent, all that comes into the tent, all that is in the tent, shall be unclean 7 days. And as well as the vessels are unclean. And that's where we left off. So our Father is telling you that you have to clean yourself before you can come back into the congregation. Let me read verse 21. I did read verse 20 to you. Let me read it again. But the man that shall be unclean and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he has defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. The water of separation has not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. Verse 21. And it shall be a perpetual. Perpetual means a continual or an everlasting statute to them, that he that sprinkled the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that touches the water of separation shall be unclean. 21 again, because I think I read that wrong. Verse 21, of chapter 19 of Numbers, and he shall be a perpetual, it says it, verse 21, and it shall be a perpetual statute unto them, that he that sprinkled the water of separation shall be clean, shall be washed. Let me read verse 21 again. Satan, please stop. I shouldn't get under my foot. I'm stopping you. Get under my foot. And it shall be a perpetual statute unto them, that he that sprinkled the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that touches the water of separation shall be unclean unto evening. And whatsoever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and the soul that touches it shall be unclean until evening. Now, and what chapter 19 is about, and hopefully you can remember for yourself, and too, you can just go into Blog Talk Radio, Feed My Sheep Show, and today's date is March the 11th, I think it is, and look up my show, today's date. Well, it says, duties of the priests of the Levites in Numbers 18. That's where I'm reading. I read Numbers 18 about grams ago. Excuse me, sheep. I am having to burp. I don't know why my father allows me to do that. I just burp all the time. Let me, whenever I'm reading in this Bible to you, see, chapter 20 of Numbers. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people abode in Kadesh, that's spelled K-A-D-E-S-H. And Miriam, now Miriam is Moses' sister, and Aaron's sister, if I can remember right. And Miriam, there, she died there and was buried there. Verse 2, and there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and Aaron. And the people showed, that means they complained, or showed means to quarrel, complain. They argued with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. So remember now, there was a group of men in, I think maybe chapter 15, a few chapters back, named Korah. And maybe it was chapter 16. And Korah and about 250 men, they disagreeing with Moses, telling him that he's taking on too much responsibility, and that God could speak to them as well as to Moses. And so Moses had them to meet with them at the congregation, and our Father in heaven would choose who he would continue to speak to. And he would continue to speak to Moses. He swallowed up Korah. And now I'm getting off my whole subject. Let me read verse 3 again. And the people showed, that means argue or complain with Moses, and spake, saying, would that God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. And that's what brought me up to think about Korah dying before the Lord. He opened up the earth and swallowed them. because they were complaining. Verse 4, and why have you brought up the congregation? Let me read verse 4 again. And why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? Have you made us to come out of Egypt to bring us unto this evil place? It is no place of seed or of figs or of vine or of pomegranate, neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went before the presence of the assembly unto the floor of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take thy rod and gather up the assembly together, you and Aaron, your brother, and speak you unto the rock. Now listen, our Father, this is something that I really wanted to know many years ago when I was in the Baptist church, and I never found out. But I'm about to find out the answer to the question I wanted to know. What did Moses do so bad that he couldn't go into the promised land with the people? And we are about to find out here. And the Lord, let me read verse 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 until I finish the chapter. I want you to remember what is in verse 8 here of chapter 20. And I'm going to read back in verse 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod and gather you the assembly together, you and Aaron, thy brother, and speak. He says, speak you unto the rock. Before their eyes, they were to see him speak to the rock, but he disobeyed. And I'm speaking a little bit too fast. And it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation of and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, and he commanded him as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, now hear now, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock. He was supposed to speak to the rock, not to hit the rock. Maybe the rock had feeling. And he hit the rock. Let me read verse 11. And Moses lifted his hand, and with his rod, he smote the rock twice. And the rock came, and the water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring the congregation into the land which I have given them. I want you, sheep, to know what I know. He was told to speak to the rock, and he disobeyed. He smote the rock twice. He hit the rock twice. He was supposed to speak to the rock, and that was his big error. And for years, I had wanted to know why he was not to go into the land. It's because he was disobedient. And our Father tells us this right here. I want you sheep to know, to tell your congregations, if you're listening to me, that our Father told Moses to speak to the rock, not to smoke the rock. That was his error. Now let me read verse 13. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he sanctified, and he was sanctified in them. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Now, I want you to know that Edom and the children of Israel are Jacob's children, our cousins, Esau. Those are his children. Let me read verse 14 again. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. This said, thy brother Israel, thou knowest that all the travail or the mistreatment or the labor or the hardship that has befallen us, how our fathers went down to Egypt, and we have dwelt in a long time, and the Egyptians vexed us. They mistreated us and our fathers. And when we cried unto the Lord, he heard our voice and sent an angel and have brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the uppermost of your border. Let us pass, I pray you, through your country, and we will fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway and will not turn to the right hand nor to the left hand. We will pass by thy borders unto him. Thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with the sword. Now, we must understand that Jacob and Esau are twin brothers, and Esau does not like Jacob. That's probably the problem in the world today. Edom does not like us. And why? Because he gave away, he sold his birthright to his brother for some red potash meat. Well, that's what I read to you all earlier. It's in the book of Genesis. I forget what chapter, but you read it for yourself. Read all of it and get the understanding, like I am getting today and passing on to you. I am in verse 20 and 19, chapter 19. And the children of Israel said unto him, we will go by the highway, and my cattle drink of thy water, your water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing any of these things, go through on my feet. And he said, thou shalt not go through. And Edom came out against them with much people, in sin and with a strong hand. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through its border. Wherefore, Israel turned away from him, and the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came unto Mount Hor. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be unto his people, and he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because you rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. And that was, he was to speak to the rock, not hit the rock. Verse 25, and Aaron and Eleazar, his son, take Aaron and Eleazar, his son, and bring them unto Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them on Eleazar, his son, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, and shall die there. And Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up unto Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there in the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days. How many days did they moan for Aaron? Yeah, you're right, you're listening. He did moan 30 days for Aaron, even all the house of Israel. Now, that's the end reading of chapter 20. And I was hoping that I could read into Numbers 21. The thing that I have 6 minutes left. Excuse me, I'm having belch again. I didn't want to belch again, but I had to belch. Seeing that I had 6 minutes left, I'm going to just say a prayer. And some of the other things that I want you sheep to know, I want you to know as much as I know, as much as I have learned. And I told you about Leonardo da Vinci as well as Michelangelo. They were famous painters, and they fooled the whole world. I forget who told them to draw a white Christ. I forget what my teacher taught me. Now, she taught me that over 30 years ago. And now I'm just not telling you. Just kind of I remembered the other day that I should tell you. I'm telling you all that I know. And, you know, I'm not trying to keep nothing hidden from you. I'm telling you what I know. Let's say a quick prayer to our Father in heaven. Father in heaven, I just want to say a quick prayer. I want to thank you for all the things that you have done for us. And also, I didn't tell you, sheep, that Esau was like an albino. All the people of the earth at that time were black. I have been trying to find out where is it that the white folks come from. And that I heard one preacher say years ago that they were made, and I forgot. I said to myself at the time, I had been fooled. Revelations 12:9 tells you that Satan has fooled the whole world. And my father just opened up my eyes about sometime in October. I began to remember some things that I have gone through. And some of those things I want to tell you all, because it's good that you know as much as I. I'm an old woman. I want you all to know. Father in heaven, which art in heaven, thank you for protecting us sheep in our sleep, as well as everything day and night, protecting us from Satan, the evil one. Father, allow us, help us to make the right decision. And for that person down in Florida that's asking my former employer about the freedom of information on me, it's for me to know and for him not to know. I don't want anyone in Florida to know about me or who my former employer was. That's my business. In Jesus' name, I ask that you continue, Abba's Father, giving us away from Satan and allowing us to make the right choices in this life. And I ask you, sheep, to remember in James chapter 4, verse 15, it goes something like this. Not exactly. It says, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back. Now, sheep, I thank you, Father, for allowing us need to come to you. I'm going to ask you, sheep, to go on Amazon, and I want you to purchase 3 books. Yes, go ahead, make me rich. I dare you. You won't do it anyway because you're white. And this white man, you should not want to know who I am. I am Sandra Harris, and I write books for a hobby. And that's one of the 6 things that our Father doesn't like, telling lies. And that's what I enjoy doing in the form of writing books. They're called fiction books, but and some of it are things that I have seen in life. The books are The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant. I want you to go and purchase those books for me. You will make me a happy woman. Yes, you will. You'll make me very happy. I've been poor all my life. Poor all my life. Even in the cotton field I was poor. I lived in daddy's shack with my cousins and my brothers and sisters. We were all there.
Father,
my father has lived to where I live today.
And help your children.
Yes, and I tell you,
and don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Before the years of a strange land,
teach them.
I'm learning how to speak English. I'm trying
to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. He won't let you down, and I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on.
walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down. Follow your star, wherever it needs.